There's something special about playoff baseball. I'm Bensie Gisser, and this is World of Baseball. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 49 of the World of Baseball podcast. A few things I'd like to talk about before we start the podcast. So, number one, the reason there has not been an episode in a week and a half is because I have coronavirus. Thank God I am asymptomatic, but it was a crazy week moving from one quarantine location to another quarantine location. It was kind of confusing. It was kind of complicated. So, I really didn't have time to record an episode. Yes, I've still been keeping tabs on baseball, and I've still been watching the playoffs with a high level of scrutiny to make sure that I don't miss any important information that I can convey to you guys, but that is the reason why you have not heard an episode from me in a week and a half, but I am back and we are recording right now. The second point that I'd like to make is there will be a little bit of noise from around me in this episode, as there has been in previous episodes. Right now I'm pressed for space in the quarantine I am in. I am on a balcony and there's a street below that a lot of people walk on, and there are also rooftops that people talk on. So if you hear noise coming from around, notably kids talking, it is from that. But I am here, I am focused, and we are ready to start this podcast. Let's jump right into things. The MLB playoffs are in full swing, and I absolutely love it. I'd like to point out one thing that I really, really loved about the MLB playoffs when they started this year: the three-game wildcard series. I was never a fan of the one-game wildcard, and I'll tell you why. I think a 162-game baseball season cannot be determined by one game. If you're a team that makes the playoffs, you should not have your fate relying on one game. I thought it should be five games. You should play a five-game set to determine which team goes on. If you're going to play 162 games in a season, you can't let that last game of the season, that game 163, that wild card game, knock you out of the playoffs, or allow you to play for the rest of the playoffs. It just doesn't seem fair to me. This year they changed that. There was an entire round of three-game wild cards, and it was absolutely epic. The stakes were higher because it was only three games. Teams that wouldn't have usually been into the playoffs because of the 16 team format were in the playoffs. You got to see a lot of young teams compete, and you saw some notable upsets. It was very, very fun to watch the wild card round of the playoffs, as I'm sure you guys enjoyed it too. One thing I would say is I would love it to keep this playoff format. I would love to see a majority of the MLB teams make the playoffs. It keeps the pool bigger. It makes the season more interesting for teams. You know that if your team's not first in your division or a really good team in the league, that's not going to make the wild card, that your team is basically out. Now your team could be third in your division and it could still make the playoffs, and that's a great thing to see. At least for me, I love leagues where the majority of the team makes the playoffs. The NHL does this, and I think it's tremendous for the league, and I think it really, really helps them out. So I think the MLB could adopt this strategy in the long term, and there's been a lot of consideration, there's been a lot of talk about them adapting into this 16-team playoffs for the long term, and I'm 100% in support of that. I would love to see this every single year. So we had the wild card round. Obviously, it was great to watch. My Cleveland Indians obviously eliminated very early on, two games, the New York Yankees in games, where a team like the Cleveland Indians, which pitches really, really well, I was surprised that they lost so badly in those games. Just Shane Bieber totally collapsed. The entire team's pitching staff just completely collapsed. It was unimpressive by the Cleveland Indians. That's all I'm going to say about the Cleveland Indians, but there was some great things that happened in the wild card. For example, the Miami Marlins advanced to the second round of the playoffs. They defeated the Chicago Cubs in the wild card and moved on. Who thought a team like the Miami Marlins would make it past a wild card round? Who thought a team like the Miami Marlins would make the playoffs? No one thought that, but they did it. And the squad is rallying around the Miami Marlins right now. It's great to watch a young team like them be so interesting. Like, no one thought they were going to be in the situation they were in, and they are. And the attention is kind of turning to them. Slowly but surely, this young group of players, a lot of them are international players with a lot of swagger too. The attention of MLB fans is turning towards the Miami Marlins. It's going to be great to see them compete in the future, especially if they keep this 16-team playoff format, which I would love to see. That was another great thing to see. The Chicago White Sox were downed in the wild card series by the Oakland Athletics, who then got downed by the Houston Astros. We'll talk about that later on. The Minnesota Twins lost to the Houston Astros in the wild card series. Absolutely brutal to watch the Astros win series. They won two to this point, and I'll talk about the Astros later on in the podcast, but just unreal. The Twins continue to lose playoff series. It's a pathological thing at this point. I don't understand how the Minnesota Twins can lose this many playoff series in a row. It honestly just does not make any sense to me. It's just ridiculous. They've lost, what, now like 20 straight playoff games, get swept by the Houston Astros, a team that no one wanted to see win in the playoffs. That was that. I mean, interesting wild card round overall. There wasn't really much to talk about in the National League. The San Diego Padres breezed by the St. Louis Cardinals. They were able to move into the second round. And I'm blanking on the other teams. Who did the Atlanta Braves play in the wild card? I am not remembering at this point, but just obviously the wild card round was a great thing to watch. It was quite fun, quite enjoyable, and those three game sets made it very interesting. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays, again, talk about young teams in the playoffs. Toronto Blue Jays were in the playoffs. Yes, the Tampa Bay Rays made easy work of the Toronto Blue Jays, but it's true that these two teams competed against each other in the playoffs, and a team like the Toronto Blue Jays would not be in this situation any other year. But they worked hard, they played hard, and they managed to push themselves into the playoffs. They did play a one seed, and I'll talk about the Tampa Bay Rays later on in the podcast, as just this team is absolutely elite, and I'll go into it. But the Blue Jays had a series in the playoffs, and that's something that's great for fans. It'll keep fans with their teams if they know their teams have a higher chance of being in the playoffs. Again, another thing, just a testament to that format and how good it would be if they would keep this playoff format. Moving on to the division series, which are past, and we have actually started the conference series right now, but I'll talk about the division series matchups. We saw in the NL, we saw the Los Angeles Dodgers against the San Diego Padres, and yes, everyone wanted to see the San Diego Padres do well. We really, really wanted to see it, but the Dodgers are just so good. There's a reason I predict them to win the World Series. There's a reason a lot of people predict them to win the World Series. They're an unstoppable team. Their offense is elite. Their pitching is elite. And it shows up playoff time. Yes, the Padres are a young team with a lot of flash and can probably hold their own. But at the same time, that's the Los Angeles Dodgers you're facing. You're not going to get by a team that has Mookie Betts crushing baseballs, that has Cody Bellinger crushing baseballs, that has Max Muncy in that lineup, that has all those players, Corey Seager, just a stacked offense. And then you look at the pitching. You have Walker Buehler. You have Clayton Kershaw, you have a strong bullpen, you have an entire team that's just out there to destroy other teams, and this is their year, if any, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yes, I believe there'll be more years coming after this year, but this year just looks really strong for the Dodgers, so they finished the San Diego Padres very, very quickly. I'll just say it like that. Moving on to the other NL Division Series, we saw the Atlanta Braves play the Miami Marlins, and obviously they swept. The Atlanta Braves, another team that's really strong. I wouldn't say that the Braves are as strong as the Dodgers. We're going to see tonight as the games begin tonight, we'll see that the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves could be evenly matched if the Braves pitching is on, but if not, it's just going to be a Dodgers crush fest. The Dodgers are going to absolutely mash them if that pitching isn't on for Atlanta. But they made easy work of the Miami Marlins. No one really, really expected the Marlins to go far. Getting into the playoffs was one thing. Going far in the playoffs was another thing. They beat the Cubs. They gave everyone a little upset story, something to look forward to. Maybe next year, this team could do a little better. Then the Atlanta Braves came, and it's welcome to reality. This Braves team can really, really hit the baseball. I'm a huge fan of these guys. Acuña, Albies, Christian Pache, these young outfielders, these young international players are really taking the league by storm. You're talking about Tatis on the Padres also, just guys from international countries, from the Dominican Republic, from Cuba, who just come in and they play with a lot of swagger, and it's great to see teams that have those type of players. I've personally loved watching those players this year, not to mention on the Braves, just a strong offensive core with Freddie Freeman, and the way Max Fried has pitched this year, you can never really count them out. So that matchup, Braves and Dodgers, I mean, it's going to be interesting to watch. They made quick work of the Marlins. The Braves, they can make it competitive with the Dodgers, but I still see Dodgers winning this series, as if you listen to my last episode, which was my playoff predictions, have the Dodgers and the Rays in the World Series. That is not incorrect yet. We'll see what happens. Moving on to the American League Division Series, which we talked about, we had the Houston Astros play the Oakland Athletics, and everyone was hoping that the Athletics would use their magic to defeat this Houston Astros team, but they did not. And let me say something about the Houston Astros. We all want to see them lose. They cheated in 2017. They were smug about it. They were awful about it. We all hate that. We all want to see them lose, but at the same time, don't use this season as a metric. The regular season for how good or bad they are. They had a rough regular season, but this Astros team is not bad. Those core hitters, whether they cheated or not, are still talented baseball players. Jose Altuve had an awful year. He's still a talented baseball player. Alex Bregman had a rough year. He's still a talented baseball player. Same is true with Carlos Correa. Same is true with Yuli Gurriel. Same is true with George Springer. Their offensive core remains the same. And with a guy like Kyle Tucker in their lineup, who I believe is an elite level hitter of the future, they're still a dangerous team. And the Oakland Athletics saw that. The Oakland Athletics came into that series and the Astros really just attacked. The Astros showed them they were not to be messed with, and that they're still a team that competes, and they win fair and square. Yes, Carlos Correa got up on the internet and said, oh yeah, we won fair and square, so now all the haters can shut up, or whatever he said. Yeah, he's been dealing with flack from the cheating scandal for a long time, and of course he's going to say something like that. I'm pretty enraged in Carlos Correa as well. I think he should be a little more humble about where he's coming from with this, because he did do one of the biggest cheating scandals in history of the MLB. So obviously the Astros, they're a better team than people think they are. They beat the Oakland Athletics and they moved right along into the conference series, the ALCS. Moving on to the other side of the matchups, the New York Yankees versus the Tampa Bay Rays. This was maybe my favorite series so far. You have the small ball. I don't know if you could say small ball in baseball, but the fundamental Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays play with fundamentals. They shift on defense. They're tactical. They have good defensive players. They're not necessarily a bunch of power hitters. They don't all hit home runs. Their lineup is very balanced in regards to what they do. Not all their guys are big home run hitters. They have guys who hit single, like Brandon Lau. He's a singles hitter. Joey Wendell is a singles hitter. Yeah, you have G-Man Choi, who can really get into a baseball and crush it. But Yandy Diaz, though he looks powerful, he's very much so a singles hitter. They have a mixed lineup. Manuel Margot, Hunter Renfro. I really love the Rays lineup. Mike Brasso, who's just doing a little bit of everything. And one guy that I love to talk about, Randy Arozarena, who has 4 home runs this postseason. He's been absolutely unreal. This rookie, who if you listen to my episode where I talked with Bailey Srebnick, and the other writer from Prospects 1500 for the Tampa Bay Rays, we talked about the Randy Arozarena, and we talked about how good he could be in the future. I think it's called The Best of the Best. I'm not entirely sure. It's a episode about the Rays farm system where I discuss with both of them the future of the Tampa Bay Rays and who's coming up. And Randy Arozarena was a big name that we discussed multiple times, and he's showing exactly why he was discussed. He's having an absolutely unreal postseason, and if they move farther into the postseason, he could be MVP. So yes, the Tampa Bay Rays played tremendously well against the New York Yankees. It was a great series to watch. It was the fundamental Tampa Bay Rays against the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, a team that just hits home runs. That's just what the Yankees did all season. Yes, you have DJ LeMayo at the top of the order who hits singles, but at the same time, you're looking at Judges Stanton, who both had solid postseasons. Stanton especially had a really, really nice postseason. Kyle Higashioka, the catcher who's designated to Garrett Cole, just seems to get up there and hit home runs all the time. I don't really understand how he does that, but he had a tremendous series as well. The Yankees played tough. They went to 5 games, and the Tampa Bay Rays ended up winning the series. Mike Brasso, after being thrown at to the head by Aroldis Chapman earlier in the year, hit a game-winning home run. It wasn't a walk-off, but it was the final blow to the New York Yankees, and he was flexing on them a little bit. It's great to watch that highlight. If you want to see a good rendition of that highlight, you could check out John Boy Media's breakdown of Mike Brasso's epic 2-run shot in Game 5 of the ALDS. That was just a great series to watch in general. I love seeing the Rays play. I love watching them. They're just fantastic. Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell in the rotation, just like absolutely unreal to watch the Tampa Bay Rays right now. I picked this team to go to the World Series, and I think they might do it. It's going to be interesting to watch what happens. And moving on to predictions about the next series. One game has been played in the ALCS between the Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays won the game 2-1. It was a very nice game to watch. It was very competitive through and through. And the Tampa Bay Rays took it by a score of 2-1. I believe Framber Valdez pitched for the Houston Astros. He's a surprisingly solid. Blake Snell pitched for the Tampa Bay Rays. I expect we see Glasnow tonight. It's going to be a great matchup between these two teams. This is a great series to watch. I do think the Tampa Bay Rays are going to take it. Houston Astros are good, but the Rays are just so balanced. And I'll talk about this time and time again. The Tampa Bay Rays are an elite level team that it went under the radar as being the best team in the American League all season long. And I think they're going to continue their dominance right to the World Series. In regard to the Braves and Dodgers, I talked a little bit about it before. I think the Dodgers are going to win it. The Braves are a good team, and I predicted this matchup exactly, I believe. I predicted this matchup in the NLCS, but I see the Atlanta Braves take... I see the Los Angeles Dodgers taking this one. Their offense is too good. The team is too good. It's just a super team, to say the least, about the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they'll take the Atlanta Braves. Big things coming for the Atlanta Braves in the future. I wouldn't be surprised if in 3 years from now you'll still see the Tampa Bay Rays competing in the World Series, but instead of the Dodgers, it'll be the Atlanta Braves. There are just so many good pieces in the Braves system that they're putting together that are working in motion to become an elite team, and you're just going to see it. It's all going to explode, especially if there's a 162-game season. These young guys really have a time to stretch out and play hard all season long. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to watch. This season has been a blur. It has went by so fast. I'm very sad to see that baseball is ending soon with the World Series, but there's still great content coming up. I look forward to talking baseball with you up right at until right after the World Series, and then continuing through the offseason with a slew of tremendous guests of people to talk to, and not necessarily MLB-related content from around the world of baseball. Big things coming up for the World of Baseball podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the show. This is Bensie Gisser, signing out. If you like what you're hearing from the World of Baseball podcast, please consider supporting. The link is in the podcast description. Thank you so much and have a good day.